All right, have an excellent football program coming in here on Sunday afternoon. Be a great challenge for our football team. We have to be on point with our preparation, especially our mental preparation this week, coming off of a West Coast type trip. Offensively, they're led by one of the best leaders in the ball game, Russell Wilson. He throws with accuracy, has a great touch on the ball. He does it from inside and outside the pocket. We know he can extend plays. He does a good job creating on the move with his feet. He gets better as the game goes on, which will be a big challenge for us. Surrounded by a lot of playmakers, guys with size, guys with speed, and some guys with a combination of both. Baldwin and Graham are two of his favorite targets. He has four very talented backs around him when they're healthy, and their offensive line is working to gel as a unit, fixing some injuries there. Defensively, they're a very good tackling team. They're fast, they're physical, they're a confident unit. You can see that as the series go on and as the game goes on. Very confident in each other, and it shows. They played a lot of football together. Bennett, Averill, and Clark are dynamic defensive ends up front for them, and Richardson and Reed are a strong duo inside, very physical players and good with their hands. Wagner, Thomas, Chancellor, and Sherman, they cover a lot of ground for them on the perimeter in their cover three scheme, and they're playing a lot of man-to-man as well. They're special players indeed. Special teams, Lockett is a dangerous returner, has been since he got into the league. McDougald is a productive player and a challenge on coverage teams, and John Ryan can still boom the football as the punter. With that, we'll open it up.
Eli Apple was excused today?
Yes.
What happened with him?
Personal reasons.
You knew about it?
Knew about it ahead of time, yes.
Expected that tomorrow?
Yes.
What was it like to have DRC back in practice today?
It's great to have DRC back. Had a lot of energy. Welcomed him back with open arms.
Why did you decide to welcome him back this week?
It was a decision we decided to welcome back. We're glad to have him back.
You confident that moving forward his difficulties are in the past and he's going to be productive?
Absolutely. He had a great day today. It's good to see him back.
Did he need to prove to you or show you anything in that meeting yesterday for you to welcome him back with open arms?
We'll keep our private meetings private and our personal meetings personal, but it was great to have him back today.
Ben, you were pretty clear with what your message would be to the team going into last Sunday night. What's your message now that you guys got here?
You know, last week was last week. This week, mental preparation is a big part of it. We need to be where our feet are. We need to stay in the moment, focus on our preparation. And we know our formula, and we need to stick to it.
They have an offense. They've had some trouble running the ball. Anything in particular jump out at you from them?
I think they've used a variety of backs, and they had some different combinations up front as well. But it's key each and every week for us. We need to be focused on stopping the run game. We know they have some talented backs. We know they're coming off of a bye week, and they probably have worked on the run game. And we know the quarterback can pull it at any point in time, so we need to be ready for it.
They also have given up, I think, six big running plays on defense. Again, I think last year they only gave up four. Anything change back there other than maybe personnel or is it luck?
No, I think they've faced some pretty good running teams. Tennessee just jumps into my mind, but, they look good on defense. They're coming off of a bye week. Richardson is a guy who's acclimating to the system and seems to be doing so very well. Reed's a guy who's very talented inside. We know their defensive end positions are very talented, and Wagner can cover a bunch of ground for them. And, they're talented. We have our work cut out for us.
You mentioned a couple of times that they're off the bye. Obviously, physically, they're wrestling in this game, but kind of schematic challenges. I'm sure every team kind of reinvents itself.
No, they may have some wrinkles. They may dust some things off. They'll be fresh-legged. We have to start fast in a ball game like we did last week. That's important.
That's obviously very accomplished secondary they have there. What kind of challenge is that for your guys? I mean, you have a lot of guys that are sort of just kind of thrown back into the mix here going against that kind of secondary.
Yeah, when you look at each individual player, they're talented. But their strength is they've been in the same scheme for a long time. They've been in the same scheme a long time together. So they fit together like nuts and bolts. And they seem to communicate very well. They challenge each other. Very well, you see that whether it's on, seeing them play live or seeing them off of the TV copy, they're a well-led group.
What was the energy like today at practice? I mean, first time back together after a win.
the energy today. We brought him in. We had an early start to today. It was a transition type day for us coming off of the trip we just came off of. And we had half speed, half mental with our practice today. So the energy was good initially. We slowed it down a little bit at the end, gave him a chance to cool down, gave him a chance to get some extra mental reps. But we practiced well. We've been practicing well.
Ben, you mentioned that you know the formula, you know, offensively, how you can win. I mean, it's a dramatically different formula than you had about a month ago, I would say. So, I mean, how hard is that to do this midstream adjustment when you get everyone's head clear that what we were and we're not, and now we're something different?
To me, it's the type of integrity we have in the locker room. We have players who aren't selfish, talented men of integrity who want to win football games. And I believe they all see the best way for us to win football games is to be physical in all three phases, heavy-handed, stop the run, run the ball, get timely conversions and timely stops on third down, and play good special teams play.
Eli mentioned on radio yesterday it's hard for a quarterback. You know, quarterbacks want to throw the ball. They want to win, but they also feel like they can throw the ball. So what about his adjustment that he has to make?
Yeah, again, Eli wants to win as bad as anybody in that locker room. And he's thrown the ball plenty in this league. But wins are tough to come by, and we have to do what's best for the team. And we will.
You said it that Mike Fole plays last week. At the end of the game, did you take over, though, for that four-minute drill?
No.
Ben, what is playing for the running game, for your running game, that it seems to now be true?
I'll say first thing, you know, the guys up front are playing physical. They're playing with the right mindset. That helps. The tight ends and the receivers are blocking for them. You know, the tight ends are a big part of it, and the receivers sticking their nose in there, it's a big part of it too, because it takes, you know, it's the ultimate team game. It takes all 11. Eli does a good job directing it, and the backs are running big. They're running big, they're running heavy, they're running physical. Sometimes it's not the cleanest picture, it's not the cleanest read, but they're not afraid to hit it and fall forward for a few yards.
Yesterday at the owners' meeting, you know, Steve Tisch spoke to a couple of us about, you know, the play calling decision and everything. Was that something that he said you guys have had discussion in the past that you kind of were moving toward for a while, or is that something you basically just decided to do right after the L.A. game with what was going on with the team?
Early last week, I made a decision that I wasn't going to call it. So the office next to mine is Mike Sullivan's. I walked into Mike Sullivan's office. I said, "You're calling it this week." Jerry's down the hall. I walked down to Jerry's office. I said, "Jerry, I'm not calling it this week. Sully's calling it." Then I walked down to the quarterback room and I said, "Hey, Eli, Sully's calling it this week." And that was it.
One more.
What did you see from Sterling today?
Practice well.
Yeah. Any indication of
Look better than he did last week.